Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and Trail Boss of Old West, DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 13 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week, March 21st through March 27th, in the great American Old West? March 21st, 1890. Major General George Crook, Natan Lupan, Gray Fox, age 61, died in Chicago, Illinois. After distinguished service in the war between the states, Crook was sent west into the campaigns against the American Indians. He became one of the best Indian fighters in the Army. Commander of the Department of the Platte from 1875 to 1882 and senior officer at the Battle of Rosebud Creek. In his later years, he was a great proponent for more reasonable and fair treatment of the Indians. Tip your hat. March 22nd, 1882, Tombstone. The Pestiferous Posse kills Indian Charlie Florentino Cruz at Pete Spencer's Wood Camp, South Pass in the Dragoon Mountains in Arizona. Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, Sherman McMasters, etc. March 23rd, 1882, Jesse Evans, and it's the Evans Gang, Lincoln County War, and he was the leader, released from Huntsville Prison in Texas and vanishes. Then, in 1948, a man named Joe Hines was confirmed by a court in Texas to be Jesse Evans and allowed to inherit family property. Evans, Hines, told investigator William B. Morrison that Ollie L. Brushy Bill Roberts was, in fact, Billy the Kid. March 21st, 1882, Tombstone. Wyatt Earp's Pestiferous Posse kills Curly Bill Brocious and Johnny Barnes near Orange Springs, Arizona. Pony Deal, Billy Ground, Swing Hunt, Pete Spencer, and perhaps others escape. Wyatt is angry with his posse because he thinks they left him alone out front when the shooting started. Doc Holliday rescued Sherman McMasters when his horse was shot out from under him. Most important, Curly Bill is dead, apparently. The body went missing. And the leadership of the cowboys will pass to Johnny Ringo, the last man who can hold the gang together. Wyatt's eight-man federal posse consisted of his brother, Warren Earp, John Doc Holliday, Turkey Creek Jack Johnson, Sherman McMasters, O.C. Charlie Smith, that's Dev Smith, Charlie, Dan Tipton and John Texas, Jack Vermillion. Sheriff Johnny Behan's county posse was said to have been some 25 men, including such cowboy luminaries as Ike and Finn Clanton, Pete Spencer, and Johnny Ringo. March 25th, 1882, M. Robert Peel, son of Judge B.L. Peel, is murdered in the office of the Tombstone Mining and Milling Company by Billy Grounds and Zwing Hunt. This is likely a contract killing, reasons debated by historians. Was it overpressure on the outlaws, buried treasure, or an adulterous love affair with rancher Jack Chandler's wife? Probably some of each. That's Charleston, Arizona. March 26, 1804, the first official U.S. government notice ordering Indians to move west of the Mississippi River. So it begins. March 26, 1901, Tombstone, Arizona, sees the passing of Robert H. Bob Paul at age 69. Whaler, sailor, prospector, shotgun messenger, he finally settled in as a lawman. 6'4", 240 pounds, and an ever-present shotgun. Oh, and a full measure of courage made him a legend in the Arizona Territory. Friend of Wyatt and Virgil Earp, well connected to Wells Fargo. He was a messenger on the Benson stage, and the Arizona official sent to Colorado during the attempt to extradite Doc Holliday for the gunfight at the OK Corral. March 27, 1836. The Goliad Massacre in Texas, aka Fort Defiance, the Presidio La Bahia. Troops under command of Colonel James Fannin, burdened by wounded and outmaneuvered by Mexican troops under General Urrea, surrendered at the Battle of Coleta Creek, unaware that they are under a death sentence from General Santa Anna. Colonel Jose Nicolas de Portillo carries out the order and has some 400 Texans murdered. However, 28 escape in the confusion to report the atrocity. Three of the survivors later fought at the Battle of San Jacinto. Well, seems like most of the action this week centered around Old Tombstone in the Arizona Territory, circa 1882, Ryder. Jesse's claim about Brushy Bill fueled the Billy the Kid controversy for years. Ain't history fun? This is program 13 for 2020. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.